Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. With California's stay-at-home orders now lifted, state officials are urging people not to get too relaxed about adhering to COVID-19 safety protocols. California Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mark Galli says case and hospitalization rates are improving and will continue to do so as long as people heed safety guidelines, which he says are proven effective.
Even if it isn't our residents aren't 100% compliant with it, even if it's difficult always to measure compliance, just the notion that these interventions come into place 3 weeks later, you see that's beginning flattening.
Counties have moved back into the colored tier system. As of today, 99% of the state's population is in the most restrictive purple tier. Galli says a few counties could move to less restrictive tiers in the coming weeks, but at least one county might have to tighten restrictions. Given all California immigrants' healthcare coverage, that's the message yesterday from immigrants' rights activists. They're trying to convince Governor Gavin Newsom that the state can afford to expand its Medicaid program to all unauthorized immigrants. This is Los Angeles Democratic Senator Maria Elena Durazo.
$100 million is not going to break the budget of California. $100 million to save people's lives is really urgent, and we just have to keep pressing that issue with the governor.
So far, Newsom's proposed budget does not set aside money to expand Medi-Cal eligibility for all California seniors or regardless of immigration status. Health advocates say there's a desire and a dire need for change in the light of the heavy impact the pandemic has had on immigrant communities. The American Lung Association released its annual report card yesterday. California gets an A for smoke-free air and a B for tobacco taxes. But Erica Costa with the association's California branch says the state is slipping when it comes to coverage of and access to services to quit tobacco.
We got a C in our access to cessation services. On this particular grade, we did get a lower grade than last year. Basically, what services and supports are there for folks who are trying to quit smoking? This particular year, the state's investment per smoker decreased from $3.26 to $3.04.
Erica Costa with the American Lung Association.